Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled The Blessed Hope Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Demolola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 24. Romans chapter 8, verse 24 reads, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" I have just read the King James Version. When Sharon was a little girl, she used to be very afraid of the dark. This fear stayed with her until she became an adult. But when she accepted the Lord Jesus, she realized that she had the ability in Christ to conquer all her fears. One of the first lessons she learned was to change her expectations and align them accordingly. This was how she conquered her fears. Sharon used to be very afraid because her native expectations were always negative. She feared the dark because, unknown to her, her expectation was that bad things were bound to happen to her in the dark. This was generally her outlook on life, and she lived in so much fear. But she overcame her fears when she rearranged her expectations according to God's word and promises. She no longer expected evil to meet her in the dark, because she now believed that surely goodness and mercy shall follow her, Psalm 23, verse 6. The way the word translated as hope was used by the early believers is very different from the way it is used today. Hope for them was a sure expectation predicated on God's promises, not just wishful thinking. Today's Bible verse shows us that our salvation was predicated on certain sure expectations based on God's promises. Most of the expectations of our salvation are things pertaining to eternal life, not merely things pertaining to this temporary form of life. See 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19. "Because you are saved, you would not perish like the rest of the world, but have everlasting life and rule and reign over the universe with Christ forever." See John 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy 2, 12, Revelation 21, 7. Because we are saved and abide in Christ, we would rule and reign with Christ over this very same earth for 1,000 years when the Lord Jesus returns, and thereafter would replace these heavens and the earth with a new one. See Revelation 21-6, 21 verse 1. Because you are saved, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live according to God's script concerning you. See Psalm 40:7-8. You will be rewarded according to how faithful you are. Go into today with your hope unwavering, remembering that our faith is a substance of things hoped for. True faith is predicated upon expectations informed by the word and promises of God. Prayer. Ask the Lord to fill your heart with the right expectations so that you would live accurately before Him in accordance with His will. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 66-68. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalm 66-68.
Psalm 66, for the director of music, a song, a psalm.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth, sing the glory of His name,
make His praise glorious.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, His awesome deeds for humankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. vows my lips promised, and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me.
Psalm 67, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a song, a song.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Psalm 68, for the director of music of David, a song, a song.
May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God, but may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord, a father to the fatherless. A defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste. Every household shares in the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow falling on Mount Zalmon. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain. Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze in envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view. The procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers. After them, the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There, is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There, the great throng of Judah's princes. And there, the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.